I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria is struggling to get its terrorism problem under control. It's been a month since a large group of girls was kidnapped with no word on the rescue. And a mission group is looking ahead to big changes in the next several decades in order to have the most effective ministry today. Find your place in the story on Mission Network News. Despite the president of Nigeria's promise to end the activity of Boko Haram, the terrorist group is very much alive and well. Recently, a faction of the group kidnapped over 100 girls from northeast Nigeria, an event which echoes the kidnapping of the Chibok schoolgirls in 2014. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs.
This seems to be a very similar situation. 110 schoolgirls taken from a school, ages 11 to 19, so they are young girls. The culprit appears to be Boko Haram, which the same as in the Chibok attack. And once again, the Nigerian government says, oh, we'll get them back. Absolutely, we'll get them back. And their parents are left to wonder, you know, what's happening to our daughters?
This situation requires prayer, so please ask God to protect these girls and that somehow they'd come to know the hope of Jesus Christ. And what does it mean to follow Jesus? As you're thinking about what it means to you, consider this from John Fugler, chairman of the Alliance for the Unreached.
There's 2.5 billion people who haven't heard the name of Jesus. What are we going to do about it?
For one group, following Jesus meant reaching those who'd never heard is good news. So they went to Bangladesh with Reach Beyond and delivered 10,000 blankets to the Rohingya refugees. The Rohingya are mostly Muslim. Few have ever heard the gospel. But this tangible expression of love done in Christ's name is opening doors for the gospel. Please pray that Rohingya hearts will soften as they encounter the truth of Scripture and ask God what He wants you to do about the unreached. You might find your answer on May 20th, the International Day for the Unreached.
This isn't just an intellectual, volitional experience. It's a heart experience, and our hearts need to be broken to say, Lord, use me, and be open to what God wants to do.
You're listening to Mission Network News. An entire people group in the United States is unengaged. Biblica's Latin America area executive director, Esteban Fernandez.
Only 10% of the Latino population in the U.S. are born-again Christians. Perhaps by 2050, this country can be a majority Latino country.
And the time to reach them with the gospel is now.
Especially now that they are facing so many difficulties. Go outside. Serve them and show the gospel in a practical manner. But to do so, you also need to have a tool that can speak to their language.
That tool is the NIV in the modern Spanish language. Join Biblica in reaching Latinos in the U.S. at missionnews.org. And radio reaches around 70% of the world population. That's why Rick Whitmer of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says they use radio to share gospel devotional stories.
People can relate to stress. People can relate to issues of relationships. People can relate to issues of any number of things that will allow them to say, I can connect with that.
In oral cultures, radio and storytelling can be more impactful than a written pamphlet. So Ron Hutchcraft's radio program, A Word With You, is adding new translations for these devotions to reach more people.
As we translate these broadcasts into Mandarin, into Hindi, and into Spanish, and coming soon into Arabic, what we're finding is that lost listeners are able to relate and say, oh, I understand now. This is what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
You can learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. You can also sign up to get our free e-news updates featuring stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.